Everyone, welcome to Strands of Wisdom, usually with Kay and Maureen. I'm Maureen. Kay is out today. She had a lot of previous things she had to do, but I'm here with Ken Norton, who has been a guest on the show before, and we are ready to try to make sense of this craziness that's going on here and give everybody some, maybe some grounding techniques or a little bit of wisdom on our part, so.
Yeah, is this a crazy time or what? I mean, I spent way too much time on YouTube watching the coverage of events of the last few days.
Yeah.
And my one takeaway is that we're in crazy times. That's my takeaway. So yeah, I'm not finding a lot of wisdom in this. I haven't found a source of this that it seems to be more coherent than other sources. It just seems to be like a crazy time. It seems like that manipulation is at an all-time high. I don't know how it get higher than it was before, but it is. And so any of the reports you listen to or hear from the various media all have an agenda, they seem like. They seem hysterical. They want you to be really excited, really scared, really worried about your country. And they're professionals. They're very good at this. So they're doing their professional best to give you the right sound bites to get you really excited. And that's my takeaway. I don't really know what happened. I don't know if we ever will. I mean, it's like all of the big events in our history. There are so many side stories going on that it's really hard to tell what actually went on.
Yeah.
I know that everybody I've listened to has an agenda. So I can compare agendas, I guess. But I'm not getting good information, I don't think, anyway.
Well, I think, too, we, you know, trying to stay grounded, you know, at this time, whether you listen to the news or not, can be a little difficult. And I sometimes turn to Eckhart Tolle. He has a book out, it's called A New Earth. And there's a part in one of the chapters that says, not minding what happens. And I wanted to share a story about the J. Krishnamurti, the great Indian philosopher, where he, for more than 50 years, he was attempting to convey through words, which are content, that which is beyond words, beyond content. So at one of his talks in the later part of his life, he surprised the audience by asking, "You want to know my secret?" And everyone became very alert, and many people in the audience had been coming to listen to him for 20 to 30 years, and they still failed to grasp the essence of his teaching. So finally, after all these years, the master would give them the key to understanding, and they were ready for it. "This is my secret," he said. "I don't mind what happens." He did not elaborate, and so I suspect most of his audience were even more perplexed than before. The implications of this simple statement are profound. When I don't mind what happens, what does that imply? It implies that internally I am in alignment with what happens. What happens, of course, refers to the suchness of this moment, which always already is as it is. It refers to content, the form that this moment, the only moment that there ever is, takes. To be in alignment with what is means to be in a relationship of inner non-resistance with what happens. It means not to label it mentally good or bad, but to just let it be. When the basis for your actions is inner alignment with the present moment, your actions become empowered by the intelligence of life itself. I think it just says be in the present moment. Be aware of what's going on right now with you personally, because all this stuff that's swirling around us, you know, we have no control over that either.
Yeah, there's too much stuff to take in.
Yeah.
I mean, you'll be totally overwhelmed, which I kind of think is the plan. But you get so overwhelmed. So obviously the way is not more information or better information. The solution, like Maureen just said, is to go the opposite direction, go inside where things don't change, where there is stability, where you live, where you are. And nobody can say anything to you because this is your world. to me, that's the only way to find stability in this craziness. Because if you go with craziness, there's no end to it.
No.
If you go with the media, there's no end to that. You go with the pundits and all the politicians, there's no end to that. But if you want peace, just go inside. It's you. You have peace. You're not going to make them peaceful. You can make yourself peaceful. And to me, that's, you know, as soon as you're peaceful, then everything gets much easier. The whole world starts to make sense. But you realize there are so many conflicting agendas in action right now, powerful, intelligent, lots of money agendas that are trying to get your attention, either to turn your attention away from something or towards something, to create a different reality, a different scenario. And all of those people, I'm sorry, one of my tricks is to learn to watch them, because you can tell when someone's lying. And it's kind of fun, because a lot of the lies they tell are so complex that there's a little bit of truth in them. Mm-hmm. And that's what makes them really hard to break apart. Or they'll go with truths that were true 100 years ago that aren't true anymore. And, you know, media changes, our society changes, that they're still trying to go with truths that served us probably the turn of the century and don't anymore. Mm-hmm. We have to accept everyone. We have to accept everything. And if we start drawing lines about what we'll accept and what we won't accept, we're in pretty dangerous territory, because everything we don't accept becomes an enemy. And we don't need any enemies.
No,
right,
we don't. I think for those of us who are a little bit older, for me, it kind of, you know, the attempt on his life on Saturday, on Trump's life, was reminiscent, although it didn't affect me the same way. I guess it just reminded me of the Kennedy assassination.
Yeah.
And all the stuff that went around there and how it affected our lives back then, because I think society as a whole was a little more innocent. I won't say naive, but maybe a little more.
I don't know, naive might fit.
You think naive, yeah?
Yeah, because
we weren't as sophisticated.
But he was the prince, too, though.
Yeah.
I mean, and I don't know if America had seen one of those up to that point.
No, I don't think so.
This was the young king, you know, and when he was killed, it was, I think, a lot, impacted me anyway, a lot more intensely than seeing Trump shot. Because, I'm sorry, I haven't identified Trump as the king or as the prince.
No, but I also want to say, thank God it didn't happen.
Yeah,
no
yeah.
matter what
oh, geez,
what
yeah,
aspect
yeah.
of politics you're
yeah,
into,
yeah.
thank God.
Yeah.
You know, he
yeah,
was
so,
okay.
Yeah, thank you, God.
Yeah,
good
I mean, it was
there.
Really, that
would
have been so
turned
traumatic.
His head just that few degrees.
We don't need any more trauma.
God, it shows how close all that stuff is.
Yeah, my crazy. God. Crazy, crazy.
Yeah, yeah.
So
that was a crazy time, though. I mean, American, you know, it's all over TV and everything. All the hard guys, of course, have something to say about it. Be careful what you listen to, because it's a lot of it is just there to rile you up. And if you want peace in your life, this is not how it happens. Excitement sells, and they need to get you excited. And unfortunately, they don't care what it's excited about. They just want you excited.
Yeah.
That's my own paranoia. So, but I'm really glad that weekend is over.
Mm-hmm.
Astrologically, I've seen a lot of things that predicted it. Cliff Hine, the guy that does the some sort of chat bot thing where he can trace, I don't know what, influences through people speaking, had something, this is like last week he had something happened on the 15th. So,
oh, really? Is he an astrologer? Or
not an astrologer. He's a political analyst.
Oh, okay.
And analyzes the language, and he has a software he's designed.
Oh, wow.
That analyzes all the language going on the internet and sees patterns. I don't know how it works.
That's interesting.
But the patterns then will all focus around a certain day sometimes, and this one did. So anyway, that was interesting. And a lot of the horoscopes, you know, after the fact, of course, saw it. But a lot of them did see something going on, too.
Mm-hmm.
Also, I think we've talked about it, where everybody felt something coming.
Mm-hmm.
And something coming before the election, before the convention, the
yes.
convention's right now.
Yeah, right.
So, or either that or during the convention,
mm-hmm.
that something's going to happen. I think something is going to happen during the Democratic convention too, to where there will be major shifts that are being planned by these really smart people right now, and we're just spectators. If you if you fall into that spectator role, they'll keep you crazy all the time. I think you've got to have your own internal clock, internal direction to go to when the outside gets too crazy. Meditation.
That's what I was just going to say. I mean, for us to be in present moment, present time, meditate, look around, you know, you're in a safe space, you know, when you're doing that. I mean, at home or you know, even in your car at work, not driving a car, but, you know, get to where you feel secure and safe and just get grounded. You know, what I do is I run a grounding cord down into the earth with roots. I go into the, you know, I run earth energy up through my foot chakras, up through my legs, and down through the grounding cord.
Yep.
So I'm releasing things that I'm holding on to that don't belong to me, and I get rid of it.
Yeah.
And then
this is Reiki and Qigong, by the way. She's doing some good stuff here. Oh. Yeah, she's doing great stuff.
So then I go to the cosmos, open up the seventh chakra, bring all that cosmic, you know, energy of healing and light and love, and bring that right down through your body, mix it with the earth energy, and have it go back up through your chakras, clearing your space. You could run a little bit down your arms and into your hand chakras and have it fountain out.
Yeah.
So you can create what you want in your life and in the world. And if you do that and get into that different mindset or that different space, or what is it like, you know, is it alpha and what all that? What is alpha? I don't know what that is.
Yeah,
I just do it. And, you know, that really helps a lot, and understand that you are safe and you're okay. And, you know, you can't really change what's going on. And,
This is wisdom. You're just spouting wisdom like crazy here. I'm serious.
All I know is it keeps me from going nuts.
Yeah,
you know?
it's what works. Like, oh, we're not talking philosophy. We're talking stuff that works.
It's just practical application, to get through these times. And, you know, I wish the best for all of them and all concerned. And it's probably already written. It's probably already there.
I think
you know
you're
what
right.
I'm saying?
I think you're right.
I think it's already been done.
Yeah.
And we're just watching this video of life kind of play out. But these things have already been decided.
Yeah, I think so too. Well, I think so at the political level. But I still think there's a spiritual
level. That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah, politics have their own plans. But they're not, unless they're really smart, I don't think they're that smart to bring in the spiritual too.
Well,
if you're building a country, it's good to have the spiritual part on your side.
Yeah, some of them might.
Some of them might, but I don't think the majority. And this, I don't know, but I think that that there's not a lot of spiritual base to most of their decisions. I know that's a negative thing to say.
It's an opinion, but I'm just saying that, you know, if you think about the universe and the universal mind and all the things, you know, spirit, God, the metaphysical, I think it's already done. It's already out there. It's already been decided.
Well, in the cosmic record thing, it has.
There you go.
This is all said. If we can get up high enough, we could see down the road.
Yeah.
I'm making a lot of gestures as I'm standing. So down the
gesturing.
Road. Yeah. Imagine this in your own.
Yeah.
But no, it's there's so much going on right now. So we're so, I'm, I don't know, maybe me just because I'm a geriatric individual. that it's easy to get overwhelmed. Yeah. Well, and I'm kind of thinking that then I talk to other people and they look just as overwhelmed. That you know, deer in the headlights look. I have no idea what's going on here. It seems to be important. So we don't know. I mean, you know, that's completely leaving the economy alone, leaving the wars alone. This is election.
Just this one thing is enough.
It's enough to focus on. But that's the whole idea. They overwhelm you. So it's an impossible problem. Then they hand you a solution. And, I'll take any solution I can find. And be careful. We are being manipulated by professionals, by very good people.
What was this book you brought that I thought you read such a pertinent thing for today?
What is
the book? Here, let's see the book.
Okay,
so Ken had lots of experience with Native Americans as a young man. And so he has a book. It's called A Cherokee Feast of Days, Daily Meditations by Joyce, what's that name? Sequeechee? Hifler. And these are pretty profound. And the one for today, which is July 18th, 2024. Here, I'll let you find it.
Well,
I don't know where it is.
It's an old book. It's falling apart.
Okay.
July what?
18th.
I used to know my months pretty well. It's coming up. Okay, here's July 18th.
Is that the one you read me earlier?
I think it is, yeah. Time is the supreme equalizer. It puts us on the same level with people that never considered us their equal. The person is most revered and feared, and the person in the most revered and feared position can suddenly have his breath taken away by sudden descent. In other words, things can change fast. Time seems almost mischievous in the way it turns things around. That's for sure. We never really know what people think or what they believe until they have had some time. Our only drawback is how we think about ourselves and we need to talk about it. When our mouths are talking, our minds stop to listen. That's so true. We may not like what time has done, but we can rely on its fairness. It has seen our actions, heard us talk, known our hearts. We can only hope there's enough time that we can learn and change. The Indian this is from is someone called Pokagon. I don't know this. Like the wild world, wild wood birds, which our fathers used to hold their breath to hear, they sing in concert, alike in forest and field, alike before wigwam or castle, alike. So the gist of it is we're all alike.
Yeah. What was the one part you read? Time seems almost mischievous in the way it turns things around.
Right.
I felt like that was like what happened Saturday.
Yeah.
And then what
I think
happened,
you're right. You could feel a shift.
Yeah. And then
you
what
could feel
happened
it go on. Yeah,
with
yeah.
The president yesterday, all of a sudden, boom, he's got COVID. You know, things shift. Every day, things are shifting
well, okay.
and changing.
But I think we have a BS, I'm not going to say the other word, but a BS meter in us. And then we can hear stuff and go, oh, he just got COVID. Oh, you know, I mean, part of you is going, tilt, you know, like, I'm doubting this information. I don't know if it's false or true, but boy, it seems odd. You know, I mean, there's so much going on right now, but every time I see the news, I'm like, well, that's odd.
Everything seems odd.
I didn't know that
that's
could happen.
It's a series of unfortunate events.
Yeah, exactly. I think that was a Lemony Snicket or whatever.
Yeah, Lemony Snicket.
Snicket. There you
yeah,
go.
There's a lot of wisdom in those little books.
So true. Mm-hmm. But the whole point is if you go through all this stuff, you're going to go crazy. So the idea is to learn to go inside, calm down,
yeah,
find your heart.
Let it go.
Find your breath.
The
let
best
it go.
You can.
Yeah, and make your world just a little bit smaller for a while. Because in a smaller room, you can have sunshine. You can have your world and stock it how you want. Whatever's in there is what you want.
Mm-hmm.
Because there are other people trying to put their thoughts into your head, and they don't care about you. Oh, hopefully, you do care about you. We certainly care about
mm-hmm.
you. And we want you to be better for this experience. And you're not going to get it from watching the 5 o'clock news, unfortunately.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. We all should be well informed. I'm not against being.
Yeah,
you
want to
know
what's going on.
All that, but the ranting and the raving, it's just reached unbelievable
opinion.
Levels.
Lots of opinion.
Oh, lots. Yeah, it's all opinion. But we learn how to say opinion as though it's fact. You know, and no, that's just what you think.
That's very true.
You know, so it's a scary time because these people are authorities. They're the people that we usually take their word for stuff. The president, the vice president, various members of Congress. All of the media heads that we watch each night on TV, can we trust them? Can we not trust them?
Yeah, it's about can we trust what they're saying to us? Can we believe it? Yeah.
It's such a scary time. The only way around that is just to withdraw from the fight and say,
walk away.
Yeah, there's no solution.
Let
here.
It be.
Yeah,
yeah,
let's do a few Beatles here. This
yeah, there
is
we
good.
Go.
Because, you know.
Otherwise, there'll be a revolution.
There will come an answer. Yeah. And there will. You just gotta have, you know, faith is a good word, but faith just means wait. Can you just wait a little bit because it will change? And don't believe everything you hear. Pay attention to the weather. Pay attention to how the animals are acting. You know, God help you if you're a football fan. Pay attention to football. It's not the time to take this stuff seriously. I'm sorry.
Well, I have this saying that I love, and I've said it before on the show about faith. And if I can quote it correctly, I don't know who wrote it, but faith is knowing that when you have, you're about to walk out of all the light you've ever known and about to walk into the darkness, know that one of two things will happen. Either there'll be something solid to stand on, or you'll be taught how to fly.
Oh, I like that.
Yeah,
I like
that. I didn't quite quote it exactly, but
it's
a great way to think of being you know, in faith or in, you know, trust that Spirit is going to have your back. You're going to be okay.
In that vein, let me toss in, we have help. Most of us don't understand that. We don't realize how much help we have. But yet, sometimes you actually have to just shut up and listen and you'll get help, or sit down and quit acting and receive help a little bit.
Is it so, about surrender? Is it about
a little bit? To accept help, you have to surrender a little bit. But I don't think you're even going to hear the help until you do surrender, until you say, okay, I need some help. And then listen. And meditation's good. Prayer's excellent. Just hugging someone you love is a lot. You know, or your doggy, you know, whatever.
Animals are great healers. Yeah. I hold my kitty, my little kitties. He's like so old and skinny, but he just still has that spark of life. And I grab him and hold him and hug him. And
God,
talk
I
to
love
him
that spark.
And he's just there. It's so sweet. So animals can help that.
Exactly. To me, that's a good one. Grounding, and then get your shoes off, get your socks off, get some dirt under your feet. I don't know if cement works as well. I think you actually have to get grass and dirt. So you have to put a little effort in that. Unless you're one of those people that has built a little grass and dirt thing in their living room. I've seen people do
really?
That.
Really? They do that?
Oh, yeah. You can actually buy it pre-made.
Are you kidding?
It's that can settle you down. There's a lot of things, you know, a shot of whiskey will do it too. I mean, you know, there are a lot of ways to calm down. You don't have to go with the flow, because the flow right now is pretty darn negative.
It's rough.
So I would pick my own flow. I'm gonna paddle this boat for a while. I'm not gonna go with the flow.
Hey, my read is that we're all gonna be okay.
Oh yeah, I think we are too. I think that they're building hysteria because that's where their power comes from. But I think things are actually okay.
I think it's all going to be fine.
You know, I don't think Yellowstone's going to blow up.
Oh, God. Do you have to bring that up? Really?
I don't think the West
Please,
Coast is going to drop
off. That's the only thing I pray about, the caldera.
I don't think there's going to be mass whatever at the Olympics. You know.
Oh, when is that happening?
It's this summer. It's coming. You know, it's coming soon. You know.
Where are they having that?
In France. It's in Paris.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's supposed to be gorgeous, except they can't swim in the river because it's got too much poop in it.
Really?
So
they're doing, good to know.
Well, they're going to race it. They're going to swim in it.
You know? They are?
And
I'm not paying. See, I'm totally out of that. I'm not even paying
stuff.
Any attention.
Well, you're
to
not
that.
A bored enough old person. That's why you don't watch TV like the rest of us do. You know, so.
Okay.
So it's supposed to be a big deal. I'm seeing all, they're doing all the stuff now, the tryouts to see who makes the team.
Okay.
The American gymnasts are just phenomenal. God, what a rush it is to watch them perform. Because that's magic, pure and simple.
Yeah.
Those people are just, I can't say it enough. They're wonderful.
That's good. Well, you like sports, huh?
I do, but actually I like women. I'm sorry, but the women that are the gymnastic team are beautiful, beautiful women.
Okay.
And I'm sorry, they're gorgeous. But they're also incredible athletes. Unbelievable.
Yeah, they've worked hard to get there.
Oh, and they're so graceful. I mean, they look superhuman. It elevates you. It elevates me to see a human being doing something.
The possibility.
Because I didn't realize that was possible. I didn't
you see the possibility.
Yeah. Wow. That's, I have seen that. So this is great. No, and they work so hard to get there. I mean, this has been life. And yet for it to display that way to me, it's just, I love it. Sports, not so much, but I really want you guys.
I probably won't be watching that. I'm not a big sports
fan.
Well,
it's going to be the only thing on TV for me. So.
Oh, yeah. I'll go on Netflix.
That's a good idea.
That's what I'll do.
Everybody sell you advertising, so it'll be everything.
Anyway.
To me, that'll be fun. I'll enjoy that. Okay, listen, I'd like to do weather. I think the weather's going to get weird.
Oh, weather. We're doing weather predictions. Okay.
Well, long term. So it's easy to be
What
wrong.
Are you thinking?
You know, actually, I think it's going to be pretty calm. And then I think that our first snowstorm is going to be like around really early, like late September.
I kind of felt that too.
And it's going to be kabam. You know, it's going to be the bomb.
Because our weather is changing a little bit now.
Oh,
it's not
so
as
much,
hot.
So
it's
much.
Kind of muggy.
Yeah. But you know, I just think we're going to have an interesting fall, you know, fall, winter, that transition point. I think winter's going to creep up on us a little bit early.
Yeah.
I see actually Bronco games being snowed out.
And really?
If you knew Bronco people, they don't get snowed out.
No, they go.
That would be good.
Yeah, I felt like we might have a tough winter this year.
Yeah.
I have a lot of fruit trees in the yard, and we had some apricots. I have an apricot, peach, pear. We had no cherries. It just depends on what time the frost
I
comes.
I had like five cherries.
Yeah, I didn't get
So
any
what
cherries.
happened to you
And
guys? I tried talking to them. Didn't know
yeah,
anything.
oh, that does help if you connect with them. But
I was after the fact that they'd already come and gone. You know,
yeah, I don't know. I just feel like, yeah, that we could have an early winter for a minute, and then it'll go back to the 70s.
I think you're right. I think you're exactly
for a
right.
Minute.
We're going to get a blast, and then it'll be what, the Indian summer, whatever
yeah,
they call it. Yeah.
Yeah, for a month or so.
You know, yeah. So I that's the, you have it here, folks. Write it down.
Yeah, it feels
this
odd.
Is good. It'd be fun to do the election, but there's so many pots, so many, I don't know why, I can't
No.
get the right analogy.
Every day
on
it
this.
Changes. Every day.
Exactly. And there's so many people trying to manipulate it, and so massive amounts of money trying to manipulate it that it's, I can just see it's an incredible dogfight.
Oh, yeah. Oh, no, we can't go there.
And I have no
mean,
idea
we
where
could,
it goes.
But we'd be here for days trying to
figure
it out.
And I don't see anything positive
no.
coming out of it at all.
It's in the Akashic Records. It's already out there. It's already done. It's already finished.
Okay, let's do some positive stuff.
Okay.
To me, about politics right now, the nice thing about all this is that, oddly enough, the economy is going to do a lot of weird crap. People are going to trust less and less and less. But there's going to be a thing happen at the grassroots level. Where, and it's almost Trumpism, it isn't quite. So it's not pro-Trump, but it's a lot of the same sensibilities of just getting back to basic Americana. We don't want complex explanations. We want simple explanations. We don't want lies. We don't want ketchup and lies is what it is. And we want America to be simple again. And I'm sorry if any candidate comes out and says, I'm going to simplify things. He might have had a lot of success. Because there's a lot of.
I don't know, Ken.
Yeah, I know.
I think we're beyond that. I think
it
we're
could
like
well
in
be.
This
could
little
be. Yeah.
Bird's nest, like when you go fishing and the whole thing gets all wound up. And it's like, give it to daddy and let him untangle it.
Yeah,
well,
and he just
who's
cuts
the
it
daddy?
Off and gets it.
Who's
untangling
all this?
There's
you know
no
what?
Daddies left.
Okay, well.
I just like Bernie Sanders a lot.
Oh, I love Bernie, but yeah, he's not.
But
he's, not
he's
out
one.
There. Yeah, I know.
You know.
Well, I want to know, and I'm being silly, but what is the cure for grasshoppers eating everything?
I think with me, it's always been chickens.
Yeah, chicken.
That's the only thing
I'm being
I know.
Facetious, but
yeah,
it's just like to me, it's like there is. It's sort of like politics to me. There is no overcoming these grasshoppers.
Oh,
they
okay.
eat
I
everything.
It's like a good analogy.
And so the analogy is, how do you overcome it? I even drove 40 miles up north to get bait to kill them. They go, oh, it's our best-selling bait. Well, guess what? There's still 500 of these
yeah, exactly.
flipping little buggers out
yeah,
there.
Your bait isn't good
and
enough.
They ate all my zucchini. I got one zucchini. Yeah, I'm whining about that. But yeah, it's sort of like that to me. It's like the grasshoppers are all over and they're crazy. And until winter comes, until it's settled, it's not going to be settled.
Yeah.
Okay, that's my rant.
Yeah.
It may sound insane, but that's kind of where I'm at right now with this.
Well, I think there's also a certain point where American people just get tired of it.
Yeah.
And I think the pundits know that. And I know that, okay, they've done it. Something crazy has happened. Now we've had media blitz about that. The Republican convention, media blitz about that. Biden making it or not making it, media blitz about that. We're tired.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, we're ready for a break.
We're ready for stability.
We're ready for stability. We're ready for a smile somewhere, you know, that isn't one of those I gotcha kind of smiles. You know, we need, you know, I'm sorry, we're ready for a little peace and happiness.
Yeah.
And we don't have it. And I'm sorry, but a movement that starts right now that pushes peace and happiness would have a lot of luck, I think. Exercise, not philosophy. Singing together is good.
Yeah.
You know.
We need to look at I just was looking at the chat here, and Pam says, politics, I agree. Don't go there. Yeah, we're trying not to.
Yeah,
it's like
yeah,
a
sorry,
start.
Sorry.
But then Catherine asks, if you're doing readings today, you can
sure,
handle this,
sure.
But let me read it to you. If you're doing readings today, I would welcome any guidance around my parents' missing kitty named Blackie. She has yet to return home over a week now, and as my dad is in hospital, it's causing a lot of distress for them both. Now, that's sad.
Yeah,
anytime a cat goes missing.
I can read it if you want.
It looks like a pretty young cat.
Yeah.
Fairly young. I don't know if it's a male or a
it's not
female.
working.
Well, I don't know. Sometimes they wander off if they're not fixed.
Yeah.
They will wander off and visit people and places
Meet
and
other cats.
have fun, have a little, you know, Vegas time.
Yeah,
I don't
exactly.
call
Yeah,
it.
exactly.
But this is a young, looks young, strong cat. I think just give it, I think give it another week is what I'm
I
getting.
think that's good. I
Like
think it's a
within
good idea.
another week,
Yeah.
you'll know one way or the other. But I think,
It could come home. It could
I
come
think
home.
Blackie will find, oh, she, it's a she, sorry,
Yeah.
that she will find her way home. If she's not fixed, she may come home pregnant.
Hey, these things happen.
With little babies,
How
little
old is she? Does it
blessings.
tell how old she
I
is?
know she doesn't, Catherine doesn't say, but if you could tell
Right.
us how old she is, that'd be great. I used to be the cat mom here on my street. I had a feral cat colony for, God, I still have two cats left from the colony. Actually three. One's a house cat and the other two live outside. And they wander, they come back, you know, but, you know, all in all, I've had pretty good luck with them. And I always get them, it's trap, neuter, release here in Denver. They fix them, give them their shots, clip them, clip their left ear a little bit, tip the ear, and then the pound knows not to pick them up.
Okay. I like
so,
that.
yeah, no,
That's a
it's
nice
a
thing.
really
I did
civilized
not know
way.
that.
Yeah, it's a service here, too.
I love it.
And
Thank
I
you,
took
Denver.
classes on how to trap. One time I trapped a skunk.
Oh.
That was
They
scary.
Kind of look cat.
Well, they like the trap. They got in. I had cat food in there, and they
Oh,
went in.
they like cat
They
food.
loved
Yeah,
it, yeah.
yeah.
But, so, yeah.
What did you do?
What did I do?
Yeah.
Oh. Well, what I did was I have a big property. So in the back, I put the trap under a work table. And so in the morning, I went, say, you have to make a pre-appointment. So I had two appointments for the cat, two cats to be fixed, thinking I'm going to catch two cats. So I caught two of something. I caught one cat, caught one cat, and then I went to look, and I'm like, oh, geez, it's a skunk. And
yeah.
I'm like, oh, you know what? I didn't want it to see me.
Yeah.
And I want to get sprayed, and it was going nuts in
yeah.
the cage. So
yeah.
what I did was
I think they can see like that.
Yeah, I didn't know that. I didn't care. I wasn't going to get sprayed. So I went up on the table, belly down, and I'm crawling along the top of this construction table. I look over the edge. I grab the latch. I pull it open,
yeah.
and I scuttle back, and
yeah,
I ran into the house. And eventually he went out. She got out of the trap. But when I went to take the cat that I was getting fixed to the, you know, the doctor, you have to cover them with a sheet or a towel so they don't freak out, so
right.
they can't see what's going on. And I said, you know, I am not bringing two because they had trouble and I caught a skunk, and they all backed up. They all thought I brought the skunk.
Oh, no.
I'm like, no, I'm not
I'd be
stupid.
Backing
I'm
up,
not going to bring the skunk. But, yeah, it was pretty funny. Yeah, so that's my animal story. But
no,
I
skunks
think
are cute though, aren't they cute?
They're really cute, but you know,
yeah.
I've had dogs sprayed by skunks. It's
Oh
not
yeah.
pretty. It's
No,
not
it's
good.
Not good. Yeah.
So as far as Blackie, I think she may come back within a week. I think within another week. So hopefully it's good news for you. Yeah, I love those kitties. They're so sweet. I had another cat story.
Okay.
Can I tell it real quick?
I like cat stories.
I have my old kitty, Whiskers. I found him in I have a barn garage. We don't even use it as a garage because there's no access. Because when this house was built, it was just all open fields. So there's a big garage, a big building back there, like barn. Anyway, I hear this mewing and peeping and crying. This is 20 some years ago or 20 years ago. And I go back there and these two little babies in a box of tools. Some kitty mommy had dropped them and,
yeah,
you know, just had them. They had their cords on them.
Didn't have a decision. Yeah.
Yeah. So I thought, well, I'll leave them for a day. Anyway, long story short, I went back the next day and the one was not making it. And I thought, if I don't grab them, they're going to die.
Yeah.
So I grabbed them both. One made it and the one that made it was Whiskers. So fast forward to last year or 2 years ago where he had some kind of, we thought he had a stroke.
Okay.
And I was freaking out and I'm a mess, you know. So I take him to the vet and they said, well, it's neurological. We may have to do this and that. And I don't have the money for
right.
all that. So I said, okay, bring him to me. Bring him back to me because I was going to put him down. And brought him back to me. I'm holding him. He's in the blankie. I lean over and I call him this funny little name that I've always called him. As soon as I said the name, he sat up,
this
shook it off.
This is a good story.
and walked into the carrier. And that was like maybe three years ago, probably 2-3 years. He's fine.
This is a good story.
Isn't it? And they looked at me and they said, "What? How did that happen?" I said, "I don't know. I just talked to him because I love him." And he loved me.
Yeah.
And
that was the deciding
and
factor.
And that was it. And he's like, "Okay, I'll stay a little longer." And so they had to take the $300 off the bill. They were shocked.
Oh, good.
I'm like, but it was good news. So I think good news for little Blackie. I think she'll be back.
Yeah, well, Maureen's heart is bigger than mine. So if she sees something good for Blackie, I'll
I
go
do.
Along
There's
with
always
that.
Hope. There's always hope.
Yeah.
You know, you can go outside and call to her. You know, put the food outside.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
put her bed outside. I don't know where you're living or what the weather's like, but you know, give it a shot.
Yeah.
I never give up on the
Yeah.
animals ever. So,
Oh yeah, totally.
yeah, but
Thank you for the question, though.
yeah,
It's nice knowing about your
yeah.
kid.
Oh, we got some more folks here. Let's say, oh, Renee says, LOL, I have turkeys and deer, not so many grasshoppers. Maybe that's what I mean with turkeys. Chickens are like falling short. Oh, okay. Catherine says, Blackie is two and she's spayed. She may just be visiting around and yeah, we just go out and call to her and talk to her and kind of will her to come home.
Yeah.
Right? Just
she'll feel it.
Send the vibe.
Yeah,
yeah, send the message.
Call with your heart. She'll
yeah,
hear
spiritually
it.
Send that vibe out for her.
She's there. She'll hear it.
Yeah. And then Denise says, one good thing for my week was walking up to a business on the sidewalk that wound under the trees and a ladybug dropped from the tree onto my head. Oh, I love it. I love ladybugs, don't you?
Yeah.
I even make mosaics sometimes, and I have mosaic ladybugs in the yard. Those are cool. And there Catherine says, thank you both. This is Arthur, who has traveled with me here to Ireland and seems to be adjusting well. Look at him, what a handsome boy. Isn't he cute? Look at him.
Like
He's
him.
Strong. He is strong and smart. What do you get on Arthur? He's over in Ireland.
Well, he's happy.
Yeah, I think he's content. He's the king.
I think he's learned how to do that, though. I think he is a king.
Oh, he's sweet.
He knows how to take his court with him.
Take his court with him. I love it. That's great. Really great. Well, I love your questions. And we still have a little more time. We still have a little more time. If anybody wants like a little quickie reading on anything, we'll be happy to do it.
Yeah, we do that sort of. Take it
It's like pumps you up and you feel
energized.
Exactly.
Yeah, so it would pump us up at the end of the reading.
Yeah.
This would be great.
Yeah,
anything
great.
You want.
Well, we do local shows, so we're here in Denver, and I'm doing a show Saturday up in Arvada at the Hilton Garden Inn from 10 to 6. So if you're around Denver, come and see us. There'll be a lot of good readers and healers there. And then August 24th, Ken and I are doing a fair in Boulder, Holistic Healing Intuitive Psychic Fair through Trina at Journeys for Conscious Living, and that'll be in the Avalon Ballroom, and that one's going to be from 11 to 6 on August 24th. And by the way, Kay will be at the show on Saturday also, if
excellent,
you're local.
Excellent.
Yeah, if you're local, come and see her in Arvada at the Hilton Garden Inn.
Yeah. One of the best in the world.
She is one of the best in the world.
Yep.
Absolutely. Good friend. And so we'll be all there excited and happy and doing our stuff and connecting with others. That's the really good part because we're in this community of readers and healers.
Yep.
And we all speak the same language. We all play the same tune spiritually. And it's so wonderful to be amongst everybody that's, you know, playing the same.
Well, it's nice to get verification from your peers.
Well, it is. Yeah, it is. It's just a good thing. I just love it. I'll do it till I'm too old to do it.
I don't know that day will ever come. Yeah,
I don't know. I'm pretty feisty, but you know.
The priest is giving her last rites. Yeah, let her read a little bit.
That's pretty funny. Anyway.
No, well, you've seen, what is it? I don't know. They're always from Bulgaria or something, but there's a blind woman.
Oh, that's Baba Vanga, I
yeah,
think.
Something.
Baba
it's
Vanga.
Always Baba something.
Baba.
You know,
I think it's Baba Vanga.
Because I watch, what's his name?
I think she passed already.
Yeah. They still have the video.
I know. It's just like Nostradamus.
Yeah, exactly. Somehow he's doing predictions for
he's
tomorrow.
He's doing pretty good.
That guy's incredible. I don't know how he does that. It's amazing. No, but I love her. That's when I knew I could do this into old age, because I looked at her and go, if that's the standard, I can meet that
I
standard.
know
I can do
it's
that.
like being a it's being like being a therapist or a psychiatrist. You can just sit in a chair and do it, you
Yeah,
know, and that's what
exactly.
I figured. Yeah,
Yeah.
I'm just gonna
You
keep
can
going.
look as grisly as you want. It's
The
great.
grislier, the better.
Yeah, I know. So it's not a beauty business. You know, I love that
No,
part.
but it is, it's different. It's not for everybody. Not everyone can do it. Although we are all intuitive. We were talking about that earlier. Everybody has an intuitive sense, and it's up to you to develop it. Some people have an expanded intuitive sense, but they are afraid of it. So I'm always like, don't fear that, because to me, that's a gift, you
Yeah,
know?
but it's scary. It's a powerful
It can be
gift.
scary, but it's like feel the fear and do it anyway. That's that old book from the 70s. But
I like
remember that one? Yeah, I know. It was a magic time, and we just were
that.
like, holy crap, we didn't know what we were
I
living through
like
then, but
the
we didn't
70s.
appreciate it as
We
much
had
because we were much younger.
no idea.
But yeah,
It's
I think if you have it, you know, play with it a little bit, see where you can go with it, see if it
Yeah.
works for you. Even if you don't do it professionally, you can
Well, there's one belief too that we're in a
do it.
magic time where all this stuff is increased.
Right.
If you want to put your energies that way, you're actually going to get a much better return than, say, real estate.
Don't know
So,
about that.
well, there's so many avenues
Oh,
for education now, so many avenues for experience now,
yeah.
and so, unfortunately, a lot of them are from other cultures. So you have to dig through all of their language and all of their things. To get through to something that you can apply to yourself. Because frankly, I don't understand a lot of Tibetan language. When I'm trying to read about their stuff, I'm at a loss. I'm trying to make sense of it. I'm cross-referencing everything, trying to figure out what the heck is going on, because their words are different than our words. And
But does it all boil down to the same
well,
thing?
that's what I work for, is trying to find the common things. And the common thing is that it's all about us. It's all about people. You know, all of these things, all the spiritual stuff we want to talk is about us. We are the area of discussion here. If you want to know something, go inside yourself. All the information these Tibetans, the Indians, the Chinese, the American Indians, everybody,
Oh,
all
yeah.
the wisdom they have is inside of you too. They're the same kind of person you are. They have two arms, two legs. They're just like you. All of the stuff they're accessing inside of themselves, you too can access inside of you. I'm sorry, I'm done. Go
No,
ahead.
it's
I'm ranting here. Don't
okay.
mind me. Yeah,
Push the button.
I know.
So I ran across this. It was on Facebook, but I just thought it was really a cool quote or saying. It says, "Your soul already knows the answer to all your questions. You just have to be quiet enough to hear the whispers and brave enough to follow
This
them."
is wisdom. This is good. That
Yeah.
is really good. Goosebumps. This is good stuff.
You know,
That's
I.
absolutely true. Shut up and listen. And that's
And
answers come.
I would say be curious, you know, in these times, just kind of be curious, find your, you know, what speaks to you, what gives you solace and comfort and wisdom and you know, grounding and a way to move forward in your life without getting all hung up in this, which we were talking
And
about
a lot of the
before.
old rules don't apply anymore either. So if you want to try something new and crazy, now's a really good time.
Think so?
Because we're in transition time.
Yeah, we
We're
are very much.
changing.
That's for sure.
And that opens up new doors. It closes some doors,
So
but it opens a bunch of
I'm
new ones.
hearing don't doubt, everything will be okay.
Yeah,
That's what I'm
I think
hearing.
you're exactly right. I think they're making hysteria where there doesn't need to be hysteria. I think you're right. Things are actually things are much better than they're saying they are. People are happier than they're saying they are. They totally focus on the violence and then magnify it through their attention. That isn't the whole story. It isn't even most of the story. There's some beautiful, you know, it's summertime. There's beautiful things happening. There's beautiful things happening to you. It's just, you look at it. I do sunrises. I love that. The first,
Oh, the
you know,
sunrise,
when the
it's
first that
magical.
first little peak. Well, there's a whole magic school that goes with that. Is that somehow that hooks into your third eye somehow? That those first few, you know, they won't blind you because they're very dim. You know, they're the first rays of light of the sun coming up. And if you can do like 20 seconds of that, you'll notice a change. You'll notice stuff changes in your life. And it's there every morning, doesn't cost a dime. All you have to do is get up and work.
It does take work, though, to be, you have to be, you have to have an intention to work
kind
the
of.
Energy.
But it's a good thing to do when you can't sleep.
Oh, okay.
So, okay, I can go back to, I'm not going to go back to sleep. I guess I'll get up and look at something.
Yeah, you have to not be lazy like me.
No, when I do readings for people, I give them my card and I tell them, you can call me at 3 in the morning. I'm usually
awake. You do
awake.
Say that.
I'm usually awake at 3 in the morning. So if you need an answer at 3 in the morning, chances are you need it now. You don't need it next week or in 3 days.
I know you're good at doing that. That's a good thing because
you're responding to a need. That's the funnest part about it is, oh, I can be a hero here, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And they're either that or totally full of crap. But but the whole idea is to respond. You know, you need something, it's okay to call.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm trying to get past these relationships we have that are technical and non-human, and I don't like them. I'm trying to make them a little more human. So you have to talk to me as opposed to my computer.
Oh, I know. Yeah, it's... that's important. Human connection, human contact.
Yeah, well, I like people. You know, I wouldn't.
No, you're good with people. I mean, especially when you put on that hat.
Yeah, I know. I have a great. Well, I realize that it's entertainment. I realize that you have to be memorable. So I wear.
You are
top
memorable.
Hat.
You get that.
I look like Willie Nelson on a bad day, or the guys from
good.
ZZ Tops. I look like them.
You look like ZZ Top. And, yeah, I love the look.
You know,
and people are attracted to
it. Well, I hope so, because that's all I got.
No, but I mean, you have a lot of wisdom. You have a lot of knowledge. You have a lot of heart.
Well, one thing I'm selling is old people. You know, I'm 76 or 77. It's fun when you get older. You don't know. But okay. My sister brought that up. No, you're 70. Okay. So,
your sister's coming Saturday.
She's coming.
From Italy.
She's been on tour in Italy.
And what is she doing in Italy? How's she doing?
Her husband just died, so it was like she was treating herself to a trip around the world.
Oh, she was?
Not around the world, just Europe.
Oh, okay. Was she a singer?
No, she wouldn't. That's a whole different side
that's
of
family. That's another, okay.
She's a psychic tone deaf.
Oh, great.
They literally are. It was a painful existence.
Okay. But no, she was in Italy. And
she's in Italy, and now she's
recovering.
Coming back, and she's got a house in Arizona and California.
Oh,
so
nice.
She'll go to one of those.
So but you're going to have a visit with her.
Exactly,
Saturday.
Exactly. Yeah, and she won't buy dinner. You know, it's one of those.
She won't buy dinner. She expects you to do it. Who's older?
She's 2 years older than I am.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right. Are you going to come by the show maybe? Or you don't know?
I would like to. I'd like to drag them by the show just because my bizarre life, they have no idea what this whole world is.
Yeah.
People that aren't in it.
Well,
don't
aggravate them. If they don't want to come, let them be.
Yeah, exactly.
You don't
exactly.
want that.
My boys have been through it, you know, and
they
might want to talk her into it so they can see how crazy I am, you know, because they're
pretty
sure. To some
shit. People, it seems odd.
Well, and of course it's odd. I mean, you know, geez, you know, I people are, well, my son, my youngest son, he knows this is all just total BS.
To him.
And well, yeah, but I mean, in his world.
But I've seen him at the shows.
You know,
he does come.
He's supported me, though.
He
loves
does.
Me. He's a great kid. I love him. Great kid. He's a man. So he's a great
kid. He's
man.
Your kid.
But I hope so. He's I have kids that are a foot taller than me, so it's hard to call them.
They're
kids.
All taller than us. We're midgets.
But anyway, his whole thing was, I said, I you shouldn't believe it. He said, you know, why should I believe what you're saying? I said, you shouldn't until you have an experience. Because you're a smart person. You go from your experiences. If you don't have an experience of something, I can't sell you. I have something in my hand here. I want you to pay me for it. You know,
right. That's true. It is very... Yeah, it's a
so I said, until you have that experience, I said, I didn't believe until I had an experience. And then I looked back in my life and realized I'd had many experiences up to that point that I had denied, you know, that I didn't realize, that was magic. No, I just put some other definition on it.
Right.
So once when I finally had an experience that I could not deny, just kicked me in the butt. My whole world changed that moment completely. And until you have that, you shouldn't believe in this stuff. It's interesting. It could be fun. It could be entertaining.
Right.
It can even give you a little bit of help, advice about next week or whatever.
Sure.
But you're not going to believe in psychic phenomena until you have an experience of psychic phenomena.
I think sometimes, I mean, I don't know about your son, but I know sometimes at a show when people sit down, sometimes they sit down as a couple or maybe two girlfriends, two guy friends, you know. or a married couple or whatever, or a couple, and they sit down and one of them is like thinking it's a joke.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
then you and then you get and yeah. then all of a sudden you get a hit on them.
Yeah.
You know, you're like, bam, and they're like, oh.
Oh, I know. Well, then, and they look at each other.
And I, yes. Well, yeah, I had that at the last show. Well, not that they didn't believe, because I knew they did, but they came together. One woman had a little disability, and they're chit-chatting, and I'm doing the reading on her, and her friend was sitting next to her, and I said, what is going on with your left ear? And they both, just like you said, both, their heads like, boom, and they both looked at each other, and she goes, oh my God, she goes, my ear was bleeding, my left ear was bleeding on the way over here, on the ride over.
Yeah.
How, I don't know how I knew that, I knew it.
Yeah.
But that's the hit that you get sometimes.
Exactly.
That turns somebody
thank you, God.
Around.
You know, yeah.
It can turn people around. It can
totally.
Make them,
it gives them that experience they've been looking
and
for.
And it opens the door for them to experience it on their own. If they are already intuitive, they can reach in there and grab that information a little bit and look at it a little deeper for themselves instead of being afraid of it. Anyway.
That's what I do. That look in their eye when they realize, there's something going on here. You know,
it's fun. It's a lot of fun.
It is. That's what it's verification. That's
verification.
What all psychics live for that.
I wasn't trained that way, but
Know,
I've tried not to get into too much ego with it. But then what I just said was basically ego. But
I don't know. Well, part of it's ego, part of it's self trust in yourself, though, too.
Yeah,
how do you know that? It's because I've done it.
Just,
for a
I,
long
just
time.
Know. I just know. Yeah, I just know.
You know, take it
it's very true.
I don't know how I know that is what I'm telling you. I could make up something, but I don't know how.
I know as parents, when your kids were little, if it was too quiet, right, and they were playing somewhere, you knew something was up.
Or
you just got a feeling like they're out playing, you're like, wait a minute, something doesn't feel right.
Yeah.
So there's also that kind of instinctive.
I think that's animal, though. I think that, you know, like they do that thing with mama rabbits and stuff.
Uh-huh. It could be.
Hello.
Ken, we're on the show.
We're not anymore. There we go. No, someone trying to sell me gold.
All right. Well, we're getting close to the end. And anyway. So
this has been great, though. I enjoy it.
I think
this.
We've covered everything pretty much. But we've covered a lot of stuff that just things that are like, what is it, the elephant in the room? That's what we covered.
Yeah,
because
exactly.
Because in the beginning, you don't really want to talk about it. But
well, it's a scary thing.
It's there.
There's so much negative energy around all that.
It's there.
You got to be careful.
Sit on that, will you please? Turn that on. What's going on?
So
yeah, anyway,
I'll call them back in a little bit.
So the elephant in the room is what we kind of looked at in the beginning, because it's so obvious. And all of us in our own way are dealing with this, whether we want to or not. It's like you said, it's out there, and you know, it's right up in our face. But I think we'll all get through it. I think we'll all be fine in the end.
I think the gist of it is it's not as bad as the media say. I think things are better. And Maureen brought this up. I'm feeding off her here. That things are better than they're saying they are.
Mm-hmm.
So even though it's crazy right now, it's not really that crazy right now.
Well, and like we said, there's not much you can do except be in your own space.
Yeah, take care
you know,
of yourself.
Clean out the fridge, you know, work in the garden,
good
take
idea.
A walk, you know, hug your kitty and your dog and your cats and your fish and whatever you got there.
Yeah.
And just kind of, you know that it'll be okay in the end.
Yeah, and probably not hug the fish too much, but that's okay.
Well, fish,
that's true.
I never tried it.
I'm being picky.
We're being silly. So anyway, Kay will be back next week.
Yay, Kay.
Yeah, and we're going to maybe, we'll probably do the scopes next week with Kay, or Kay and I will do that. And I think it's been good visiting with all of you, and I hope that you all stay safe and be grounded, and we'll all do the best we can. So right,
thank you, Maureen, for having me on.
Yeah, thanks for being here,
Ken. It's been wonderful.
It's been a good show. So I might read one little thing from Louise Hay, which I usually close with, and let me see if I can find a little something different from Louise Hay. It is in her book. The book is called You Can Heal Your Life. It was written a while ago. And this is what we're going to close with. In the infinity of life where I am, all is perfect, whole, and complete. I now choose calmly and objectively to see my old patterns, and I am willing to make changes. I am teachable. I can learn. I am willing to change. I choose to have fun doing this. I choose to react as though I have found a treasure when I discover something else to release. I see and feel myself changing moment by moment. Thoughts no longer have any power over me. I am the power in my world. I choose to be free. All is well in my world.
That's good.
Yeah.
That's a good way to end.
Yeah. Okay, everybody be safe. Take care. See you next week.